I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. Johnny Allen is a swamp pop legend, born John Allen Guyot, a sharecropper's son. His mother and grandfather were musicians who played with family member Joe Falcone on the first Cajun record in 1928. At 13, Johnny Allen formed a Cajun band. Later, he joined accordionist Lawrence Walker's band on steel guitar.
I jumped on the steel guitar and I played until about 1956 or early 1957. And by that time, of course, rock and roll music was sweeping the bayous of South Louisiana, and I just got very interested in it.
I wondered if you'd say something about this word swamp pop, because, you know, Cajuns don't all live in the swamp. Not everybody in the swamp's a Cajun, but we still call it swamp pop music. Why is that?
Well, Nick, originally it was just known basically as South Louisiana music. Mm. That was the term that was used. Then in the early 1970s, John Brovin and Bill Miller, two friends of mine from London. Bill Miller, I think, is the one that really came up with the term.
I see.
He found that the term South Louisiana music was just too broad. So he shortened it down and just called it swamp pop. And the term stuck. And when John Brovin wrote his book, South Louisiana, The Music of the Cajun Bayous, he used that term in there. So basically, we have these two British guys to thank for this. You know, they gave us a name, and of course now it's known worldwide.
South to Louisiana, to the town of Ebbidoe. South to Louisiana, to the town of Ebbidoe. Joe Boudreau left Bro Bridge in the spring of 44 with Jean-Pierre, his partner, and his cousin Robichaud. They cross the Chapalaya as they paddle their pirogue through the swamps and the bayous to the town of Ebbidoe.
You had quite a hit on your version of South Louisiana, which was itself kind of a takeoff on North to Alaska with that deep bass voice. But your version has got kind of that little bit of that Cajun high-pitched run at the end of the line, and it's such a distinctive song. I mean,
well, I can't sing like Johnny Horton, that's for sure. Actually, I'm glad that Pee Wee Trahan, who wrote the song, introduced me to the song, because I think it's become a standard here in South Louisiana music, swamp pop music.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer, and we're talking with the great Cajun man of songs and voice and a documentarian, historian, many things, Johnny Allen. And while we're on the subject of songs that are sort of about an anthem, this is an anthem that goes in another direction for you, which is Chuck Berry's Promised Land.
Promised Land, I must say, Nick, that actually when we were in the studio, Harry Simino, who was my lead sax player and friend, he says, you know, I'm kind of tired of taking sax rides. We were cutting a whole album that night. He says, why don't I put a different ride on there? And then I think Floyd Swallow says, well, I can get Belt and Richard in here to put an accordion ride. And thank goodness those two put their heads together, because I really think that was a selling point, you know, the song, the accordion ride on there.
I was on that midnight fly out of Birmingham, smoking in New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, help me get to Houston town. There are some folks who care.
There is one little story, you know. Charlie Gillett and one of his friends were over here from London. He was a promoter and of course a radio personality and author. Charlie would go worldwide and collect music, and they were here in this country looking for something new, like, you know, you look for unexplored territory. They came to Louisiana. They didn't find anything that they were really looking for. They were on their way back to New Orleans, to the airport, and they had time to kill, and they decided to stop at a little lounge bar. And they stopped in there, and they were having a beer. And somebody went to the jukebox and punched Promised Land. And Charlie said, this is the song we're looking for. So to this day, Nick, I don't know who put the quarter in the jukebox, but if I ever find out, I want to thank them and thank them and thank them and give them their quarterback.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.